This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
3-2, swung on, a pop foul back here.
Ow! 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 It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on The Fan. Knicks take a 2-game lead after an improbable, thrilling victory last night over the 76ers. Game 3 Thursday night, Game 2 at the world's most famous tonight for the New York Rangers, BT. I'll be on hand. Hoff and I are going. We got hooked up with some tickets. We had to pay, but we're going. You know, Mitch in Fort Lee came through with some tickets.
Oh, did he?
He goes, ask BT. I go, dude.
BT has no interest in
going. He wants no part. I go, you get Knicks tickets. I'll let BT know, and we'll probably be there together if you get some Knicks tickets. Yeah. So Rangers, I was like, let's see. Maybe Hoff wants to go, so we're going to go.
That's why he's got his jersey on. Is that the Gravesy?
That is his Graves jersey.
Number nine.
And a boy.
Not the San Jose Sharks jersey, but the Rangers jersey.
Yeah, Garland will be rocking, I'm sure. So I got to tell you an embarrassing story.
They're going to mop the floor with them tonight. Go ahead. What happened?
I hope so. You don't want to go to a bad game. Game one, right? I'm home Sunday afternoon watching. 3 o'clock start.
Yep.
Watch the first period. Nothing much happened.
Mm-hmm.
First intermission, you know, I'm like laying on the couch and I'm...
He's still moving in. He's doing some chores.
We're doing a lot of work. I put together like a, you know, whatever, cabinet piece to put some stuff. Like, that's what I did Saturday, Sunday. But like, I'm tired. So I'm like, let me just like take maybe a little nap or close my eyes. It started, you know, you just doze or whatever. And I'm like, I'll wake up because once second period gets going... I'm going to hear naturally the sounds of the game. All right, back here for the second period, Rangers and Cavs. You just naturally wake up out of it. Dude, I wake up maybe a half hour later, and I look at the screen, and I see a stream play of Doc McStuffin. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
Sammy took over?
She must have, on like whatever iPad or phone she was watching stuff, switched it to the TV. Therefore, I didn't wake up because it was like a silent stream of Doc McStuffin. I'm like, what the hell's going on? I put the game back on. It's 3-1 Rangers.
And you missed everything? They scored in 2 minutes.
That's
they scored
it.
Them all,
I
right?
I missed all of it. I missed the Rempe goal. I fell asleep.
I don't know if you deserve to go tonight, quite frankly, buddy.
So I'm thinking to myself, now you know how we look for saying, you're exactly right. I'm like, oh my God, how did this happen? I fell asleep during a Ranger playoff game. You know how you look for symmetry between, you know, the Knicks and Rangers 30 years ago? And, you know, Knicks and Rangers, both high seeds, 93-94.
Oh, yeah.
Fast forward 30 years, OJ being in the news for one thing or another 30 years. Well, I was like, when the hell? I'm like, what's wrong with me? I've never fallen asleep during a Ranger playoff game. And then it hit me. 1994, Stanley Cup Finals. I remember waking up to Greg Adams scoring the overtime winner for the Canucks.
Vancouver.
And the reason why I was out, I had the chicken pox. I actually had to miss baseball games. It was the one year I played ninth grade, which was, I guess, JV?
It depends. You could be freshman, could be JV.
It was JV because our school went 10, 11, 12.
Oh, gotcha.
So we were 7, 8, 9.
Okay.
Well, like, I played on school. I had to miss games because of the chicken pox.
Did you have them bad?
I did. Yeah. So, I remember, like, being passed out, and I woke up. Greg Adams scored that game winner.
Yep.
But that's the last time, so a little more symmetry. But how about that, dude? I fell asleep during that. I mean, what's going on? This is, I mean, during a Ranger playoff game?
Now, this was on Sunday.
Yes.
Okay. We were texting a little bit on Sunday about the Knicks. And to be fair, Like, Sal's, even in our exchange on text, and I completely disagree.
You were like, awesome game or something?
Yeah. What he's saying on the air is basically what he was texting, right? Well, maybe the energy that you're putting forth into these Knicks, like, the wrong way, is depriving you of the energy needed to stay up to watch the Rangers.
I'm not putting bad, especially after game one. Will you stop with the bad energy? I want the Knicks to win this series.
But yesterday, you got on my last nerve. Yesterday, we went at it. I mean, it was ridiculous what you were doing yesterday.
What do you mean what
they
I was
played
doing?
A horrible game. Meanwhile, they're up like plus 23 in rebounds and shoot only 50% from behind the arc. They played a horrible.
Now, so I will say that, and going back and watching that and thinking about the show afterwards.
What,
like,
the clip?
Well, yeah, I do think sometimes, though, I say things that you take literally. Like, when I say Anunoby stinks, I don't mean literally he stinks.
What am I supposed to do?
Well, what I mean is, offensively, he's not what he needs to be. Like, forget about defense. We're talking about offensively. Yeah. Offensively, he's not a number two guy. And he's only a number three if Randall is a number two and he can sit there on the wing and knock down a three. So that's where I said it. And when I said the Knicks played horribly, it means in comparison to how either I expected them to play or what they did in the regular season.
Yep, yep.
So you're right. Like, did they play great on the board? Sure. Was the energy and effort there? Yeah, but I didn't think they played a good game.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.